Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast. It's the 100th episode spectacular.
Welcome. You have made it to the party. You know when you're in fifth grade and you have a pizza party? This is today.
Yeah.
What a guess.
Pizza party. Oh my God, remember at Planet Fitness? They have pizza parties.
Yeah, so I don't have a Planet Fitness membership anymore, but when I did, they have pizza parties on Wednesdays, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, and then every Wednesday? I thought it was to celebrate something.
Oh, I think it's the first Wednesday. But then on Mondays at like 7 o'clock in the morning, they have bagels.
Oh my gosh.
I never have got them.
Can you just go on the treadmill and walk as you eat pizza?
I guess so.
Oh my, I love that.
That really is like that's good like motivation.
I know, because like as an adult, you don't really have pizza parties. Or do you?
Like, do you have like an office job?
I guess dad always talks about like, oh, chili cook-off.
Oh, yeah. There's actually a story about Planet Fitness. Two stories.
What?
First story is our sister won a bike from Planet Fitness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she signed
up.
She signed up and then she won it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But then the second story is we almost sold our whole entire brand to Planet Fitness.
Oh, yeah. Like, 3 Christmas breaks ago, I was home. And we were just like, I was home for 2 weeks for Christmas and we were bored and we found out there was a Planet Fitness dance competition.
Yeah.
About, what is it, just any dance or something like specific?
I think it was who creates the best. Yeah, it had a theme though, but who created the best dance.
And it was just some like DJ song or something.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, let's just spend the Christmas break like doing this and win. I forgot what the win was. Wasn't it just like you get free Planet Fitness for life or something?
Oh, it was like you get 20 grand.
Oh, don't you get like their spokesperson or something? Like something like that.
Yeah, it was something like cool.
And we were like so excited to do it. But then we read the user agreement, which we never usually do, but for some reason we did, and it said they would own your name and likeness for the rest of your life.
It would be cool to have my face on billboards, though.
I know, like, but I'm actually down for them to own it. Like, I wouldn't get paid at all, but, and they would just own everything about me, but might as well to win the competition.
I feel like if I was on billboards, I'd be like, okay, it's fine. But the second my face is on a commercial, it's like, for some reason it feels like, can you please give me money at this point?
I know, that would suck if, like, you were in public and people were like, Planet Fitness boy! It's like, I don't get paid for that at all.
I have no money
for it. That'd be like if Flo the Progressive Girl just, like, made nothing for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, this is our 100th episode.
I know, I can't believe, I didn't know it until just now. Jacob knew, and then Matthew's the one who actually got these decorations.
I know, I was like, whoa, we have decorations, this wasn't even planned. Like, I
decorations,
didn't know.
Decor, just to match the episode. It says 100th episode, and every week we're going to change it.
Yeah, 101, 102. But you brought up a good point, Olio.
Oh, yeah.
We aren't good at podcasting.
Yeah, I don't know who made up this rule, but apparently you have to put in your 10,000 hours to get good at something, and we've only put in 100 hours, and that's been how many years? Almost 3 years.
2 years. Well, we started in August 2 years ago, so like 2 in a month.
It's only been 2 years. For some reason, I thought 3.
No, 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. Feels a lot longer.
So we should have like more than 100, but we skipped a few weeks.
Oh, yeah. You know. We took off for holidays and stuff, but...
Yeah, like, I feel like we used to be more lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, happy 100th episode, everyone.
Happy 100th episode. If you've listened to them all, give yourself a little pat on the back. You're a true one. We're thankful.
I know. Tell me how you've changed. Like, I feel like we provide stuff.
Yeah, I feel like also, like, if you have been listening since day one, you probably noticed how we've changed. Like, it started out in a shitty podcast studio. Now we're luxury, high-rise studio.
Yeah.
Bodyguards.
I feel bad saying it because I feel like I'm, like, shoving all the wealth that I have in their face.
Yeah.
Like, diamond everything.
100 episodes, and we've done how many ads? One.
Yeah, but like, more it was come. So much money, that ad.
More to come. Yeah, it was one ad, but we got paid enough for 3 years.
Yeah, they said, like, your podcast is so influential, and they just iced us out.
I know.
iced us out.
We actually, I bet you people are so annoyed, because they're like, you changed the name from Bros Before Hoes to The Bro Show, apparently to do ads, but there's been no ads. So maybe I just picture like a viewer be like, what? But then apparently there are ads. So I'm kind of confused.
Oh, yeah.
Are we getting scammed? Yes. I mean, we aren't. We aren't getting scammed.
But let us know if you listen to the audio. Do you guys get ads? Because have no idea, but yeah, we somehow got paid. I was confused
because people tweet us that said, oh my God, you had ads in this episode. And we were like, we didn't say any. But then we found out like, oh yeah, we got paid. And we were like, wait, how do we get paid? But we just took the money because we were like, might as well just take anything these people give us. But I didn't know because we never said any ads. But I guess they're just inserting ads. But
what if it's the grossest ads that I'm playing?
That's
it's
a scary thing.
Did your dad get your mom on Craigslist or something like that?
What would that be an ad for?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the scary thing is they asked us, like, is there anything you don't want advertised? And we just said, like, I can't really think of anything. Like, probably should all be fine as long as it's not, like, a scam.
Yeah, as long as it's not, like,
so, like
cut your penis off.
Wait, just for fun?
Because that might kind of be bad because if someone did,
oh,
I feel
said,
bad
like,
for them.
You have to cut off your penis if you listen to this episode.
Yeah, I feel bad for those people.
Yeah, but who knows what the ads are? I just hope it's not like smoke tobacco and go to the tobacco store or something like that.
But like there is ads that we have coming, but I just don't know when.
Oh, yeah. Secret announcement.
Yeah, like really like, yeah. You know.
So, yeah, thanks for letting us get to 100 episodes. We couldn't have done it without you.
I know. Thank you guys so much. And
like,
I can't believe we actually have done 100 episodes.
I know. Like, yes, we're the ones doing the podcast, but I feel like the listeners contribute so much because so much of the podcast is talking about their drama that you can send
to yeah.
us. You send us your life problems through the emails, and it's all thanks to you.
I feel like if no one was listening, the episodes would just be like 15 minutes because like we provide stuff, but then like, I feel like we like know the audience, so it's like, oh, it's like, it's we need, yeah, like a connection.
I get what you're saying. Everyone understood.
Vibes.
Yeah, you guys bring the vibes.
So the first thing I wanted to talk about today was Beatdown, Steve Aoki, and Iggy Azalea.
Oh, this is a hidden bop. I feel like most people don't know it.
You're the one that
Am
introduced
I mistaken?
It.
Most people don't know it, right?
Honestly, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's the one. It's called Beatdown by Iggy Azalea. It's basically the premise of the song is she wants to beat someone's ass.
Yeah, like
she's very mad.
So yeah, and the song also gets more hilarious each year because she did a video with JoJo Siwa, and I got the vibe that she used to beat people asses up, but I feel like nowadays she doesn't.
Yeah, she doesn't give off the vibe of like I'm gonna beat your ass, but like back then that was sort of the vibe she was going for,
and I love it.
But here's just verse one. It's just like, what you looking at? Do I got something in my eye? Do I got shit up on my face, or did my hair catch on fire? Because you're really really staring. Am I something that you like? Geez, ask for my number or you can fly a kite. Wait, I'm kind of pissed reading this. I thought it said Jesus. I thought it said Jesus, as in Jesus Christ. But it's saying geez?
Years ago, we had the same encounter that we looked up the lyrics and it says geez. But I'm pretty sure she says Jesus.
It says Jesus.
I know, Jesus.
It's just so funny. Wait, why do we even think these lyrics are funny? It's so funny thinking of someone being... It's about her being in a club and some girl staring at her. She's like, I'm going to beat your ass. So it's just so funny thinking of someone... If someone's looking at you, you're like, they got shit up on my face or did my hair catch on fire?
Yeah. My, like, favorite lyrics are just, like, the first four lines. Like, do I got shit up on my face? Did my hair catch on fire?
Jesus!
And then I'm also laughing. I think it's so hilarious because I'm picturing, like, me and Lucas driving together. And then, like, for some reason, he looks at me when I'm driving. It's like... Do I got shit up on my face? Did my hair catch on fire?
I know, it's just so funny because I've never been ever in my life so far. I've never been in a situation where I get mad at someone for staring at me, but I want to get to that point. You know what I mean? Where I'm at, like, after the pandemic, I'm at a bar, a club, and, like, someone's looking at me, I'm just pissed.
Oh, yeah, just mad.
I'm the type of bitch where if someone's looking at me, I'm flattered.
Oh, yeah,
no matter who it is.
I feel like if someone was looking at me, most likely, my brain would just automatically go to, like... go to like, oh, they just like they just like want to like look at my face for some reason.
Yeah,
because I'm attractive.
Like if I'm dancing, like this, her song takes place at a club. Imagine I'm dancing at a club and someone's staring at me. I'm like, oh, like I guess I'm their entertainment for tonight, just watching me dance. Like I wouldn't go to,
I'm
gonna beat your ass. But I want to change into that. I want to switch my personality to when I see people looking at me, I get mad.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna start working on that.
Blistering hot.
I know. Like, I've never wanted to beat someone up. Like, what's wrong with me?
I know. I'm like, yeah, but like, because when I was little and I used to stare at people during church, like, I remember my sisters and mom would always say, well, our sisters, people always say my sisters and my dad, but it's obviously our family.
Oh, yeah. People always get confused. Like, are you guys related?
But people always said, don't stare at that person. And I always thought, like, why is it mean to stare? But I obviously get why it's mean to stare now. But at a certain extent, I'm just like, why can't we stare at people?
Yeah.
Not like
kids always stare. So like it must just be natural because all of us naturally as kids stare and then people tell us not to.
Yeah.
Because I remember doing the same thing where I would stare at people and mom and dad, like people in the family would be like when I was a little kid, like our older siblings would be like, you can't stare at people. But I was like, why? Like they're so entertaining to watch people.
Yeah, it just like.
But then I guess like that could turn into being a stalker. So you gotta cut it off young, you know.
But when I was like 8, staring at people, like I remember actually finding it fun. It's like it's been a minute, but they're still doing stuff.
I know. Like think about even just. Wait, I'm just saying this sounds like a stalker. Just like watching someone in the grocery store just be interesting. I guess that's why like vlogs are a thing. That's why we all watch YouTube because it's just interesting. Like watching someone's day in a vlog.
Yeah, I've always said I feel like it sounds so fun just watching like anyone's day because it's interesting. It's like I know what I do and it's fun, but like I don't know what other people do.
Yeah, for sure. Even if it's just kind of the same thing or just boring, like I just want to watch.
I could watch like 10,000 what I eat in a day.
Oh,
I love what I eat in a day. Those are the best.
What I eat in a day.
If it's healthy, unhealthy, vegan, meat level, OMAD diet, whatever diets there are, I just want to watch it because I want to know what people
are eating. Wait, what's OMAD diet? Never heard of that one.
I just saw it in a video. I don't know what it is.
Is it like Nomad? Or OMAD?
Wait, let's just hold and Google what Nomad diet is.
Oh, it's Nomad. So Nomad is when you don't have like a home, right? You're just roaming around.
I'm going to type in OMAD diet because I don't know if it's OMAD or Nomad. I just hold it in a video once and... What you need to know, can I eat anything on OMAD? It's OMAD. The diet allows water, coffee, and tea consumption, but no beverages like low-calorie or diet beverages are allowed. It is also recommended that you eat your meal at the same time every day to ensure... So I'm pretty sure it's where you fast for 23 hours and then eat for an hour.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, that would be really tough. I feel like I'd be in a bad mood most of the time.
Yeah, imagine not eating for the whole day. I'd just be pissed. Like, if I don't eat by 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm kind of just in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Hangry vibes.
Didn't you do the, like, just for like a week, do the paleo diet? Or you tried to do it or something?
I think I have tried to, because I remember like I think I read a book that said like, oh, if you eat all these processed foods, like you're going to die. So I was like, oh my God, I probably should eat some like whole foods.
What's the paleo diet again?
I think it's where like you eat how they used to eat in the caveman days. So like bread wouldn't be a thing.
Wait, I have the funniest thing to say about that. I didn't know that was the paleo diet because.
I mean,
didn't you get frozen meals that are paleo, which that goes against the whole paleo thing. Oh, that kind of is
a cheating. But I think it's supposed to be like. All unprocessed whole foods.
Oh, yeah.
Like so stuff that wouldn't have existed back in the day.
Spinach and artichokes.
Yeah, like even noodles I don't think would be Nomad. Wouldn't it be paleo? Because like they weren't noodles back then.
I just love
beans and stuff.
I love the What I Eat in a Days by Helpless Bazaar. I don't know her name, but this girl was on it. And she said that I love noodles. I eat them every day.
I remember that.
I know. And it just like, I love that energy because that's what I want to. I love noodles too.
Oh, yeah. Same. I would never be able to do these low carb diets. How do people do that? Yeah.
There's this girl on TikTok it's not a trend on TikTok where you get a pupple or something and you put cream cheese in it. And then everything but the bagel.
Yeah. Have you tried it yet?
No. But the thing about it is that obviously it's good, but it's like, why?
Yeah, I don't even like cream cheese. So I don't like bagels. So I'm not going to even attempt to make a keto bagel because I don't even like original bagels.
Yeah.
And Why do people like bagels?
Cream cheese is good, but it's like, something about it was when I saw it, I was like, I'm going to like every single one of these because I want to keep having it in my For You page. Oh, but at the same time, it's like, something about it, like if I could, it was like, I could eat it, but it's, I honestly feel like I'm like so close-minded about that stuff.
Oh yeah. But are you a bagel bitch?
I don't ever eat bagels, but I actually am a bagel bitch. It sounds so good.
I just have never understood. I remember trying to fit in growing up because in our hometown there was, what was it called? Like Big Apple Bagels or something?
And everyone was obsessed with it. The biggest hit.
It was like, think Nobu in LA. Big Apple Bagels was that in our hometown.
If you want to be seen, you go there.
Yeah, like everyone would go there to be seen. Like the drive-thru was outrageous. And then it left and people were pissed. Like it moved to a nearby town and people were like, what the hell? Traitors. But I remember even back then, like everyone was obsessed with Big Apple Bagels. I remember I tried to eat it, but I was like, I just don't like it. I don't know why. I'm not a bagel bitch.
Was it bagels with cream cheese or was it bagels with like sausage and eggs?
Every type of bagel.
Oh,
the thought of like a bagel with egg, cheese, and bacon, that's good. But when people just have like cream cheese on it, it's like, ew.
So I don't ever eat it, but it does sound good.
Yeah, it's not for me.
That's a good song, by the way. Like, I just have the colors right now, but I'm a bagel bitch. I'm a bagel bitch. So you just don't like cream cheese either?
I mean, I like it because I like Cheesecake. Crab Rangoons and cheesecake, and I just don't like bagels. There's something about them.
Wait,
a
so like,
real turn off.
It was actually so busy because I kind of remember.
I just remember it being such a hit, but then it left and went to a nearby town. And I actually think I was acquaintances with the daughter of the bagel empire.
For real?
Yeah, like I knew her, but like we weren't that good of friends. But like she was a Big Apple bagel girl.
I remember someone it was after lunch in middle school. I think it was seventh grade. And if you live in like the Midwest, there's this restaurant or fast food place called Runza.
Yeah.
And this girl told me that she was friends with the granddaughter of Runza, the owner. And when she told me that, I was picturing like so rich. And like, obviously they are so rich. But like, when she told me that, I'm pretty sure I like asked so many questions. Like, was the house so big? And,
oh my
and
God.
She did say like, they were like, yeah, they're like loaded.
I don't want to name drop again, but I did a play with the Runza daughter.
For real?
Yeah,
one
of them. Like someone in the Runza family's ancestor. Because if you guys don't know what we're talking about, Nebraska, the fast food chain is Runza. And it's only in Nebraska, I think. And it's just like, no, it's like just everyone in Nebraska loves it, you know? It's just the Runza. If you come to Nebraska for your next vacation, like, you have to have a Runza.
So it's basically like meat and like a meat
cabbage.
And cabbage
it's
in like a
so
breading.
Good.
Isn't it kind of like a meat pie?
Yeah, similar? For all the Aussies out there.
Yeah.
But I did do a play with someone from the Runza family's daughter. We did High School Musical, the play, and I never talked to her once. I remember just like always looking at her.
Was she
I'm pretty sure I remember one of our sisters was like, so what's she like? And I think I made up that she was stuck up just because she was rich.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, she's kind of a stuck up and like rich. But like, she literally did nothing wrong. She was nice.
Was there like anything there wasn't any hints that she was the Runza girl?
No, she was a regular ass girl doing High School Musical to play. She didn't even get a lead. She was just in one of the extras, just like me. And she didn't buy her way to be Sharpay, which you would picture. Oh. If your dad's Runza, you picture like he would have talked to the play people and been like, she's either going to be Gabriella or Sharpay, or we're not going to give Runzas for catering every day.
I know. That's what I picture. I'd be like, I picture them to just go anywhere and be like, you know what? We own Runza, right?
Meanwhile, she was just another random person in the cafeteria.
I love how
just like
humble.
Me during Stick to the Status Quo. So I was basketball player like number four or something.
I remember going watching that.
Yeah, the whole family went out to see me. And no one even made fun of that I was extra.
And
we're
didn't
just
you get last in the on the
what?
Way home?
Didn't
to grandma's one time?
Oh, you said, didn't you get last? Like they oh, no. Like they did a ranking of everyone.
wait, I have a question. Wait, when you found out you were in the back, even though no one made fun of you in the family, but like what like you like kind of embarrassed telling
oh,
everyone
I kind
or
of,
no?
Like had it justified in my mind because I was in like seventh grade and all of the leads were in high school, so I was like, oh yeah, like of course they're gonna give it to the older people. They're actually in high school, whereas
plus
like,
they've been there for more years.
Yeah, they're actually high schoolers. It's a High School Musical. I'm just a middle schooler, so like obviously I'm not gonna be Troy. But I remember like kind of killing it in the auditions because there was like an improv one and like remember everyone just like laughing and I was like, oh my God, for sure. Remember I thought like I'm probably not gonna get Troy, but I'll at least be and Stick to the Status Quo, the creme brulee guy. I was like, I'll at least get that, I bet.
I think I know what you're talking. Like when they're in that kitchen.
Just like when he comes out at Six of Sass Quo and says like, I make creme brulee. And like everyone's, it's so embarrassing that he cooks and he's a boy, you know?
Oh.
But I didn't even get that. But
You
it's okay.
you told me once that you tried out for like a play in at your high school and you got it, but you couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah. One act?
So just a flex.
Was there a one act at your high school? It's just not a full play. It's only like 20 minutes.
And then like one of the seniors makes it. Yeah, that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
But what were we talking about before? Oh, yeah, you were. Oh, yeah, didn't you get last on the way home?
Oh, I did try to walk home from one of the play practices and I got lost.
And you got kidnapped for a day.
And I got kidnapped for about 2 months.
Yeah.
But the Kardashians are over. Just kidding, the Kardashians. But,
yes, those like, they're
canceled. They canceled themselves.
I know, that's what I want to do.
I know, like they're just have like, yep, we're done with keeping up with the Kardashians.
But it's a scam, actually. You remember how we uncovered it?
Oh, well, yeah. Apparently they're shopping on streaming deals. They might be on Netflix or something.
So they'll just do more seasons but put on now.
Yeah. But honestly, when I heard that it was over, I wasn't mad at all. Just because, like, the show is good, but, like, it's not, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we'll always know about them because they're on Instagram and they'll still always be doing stuff, but... the show is kind of, it's not like it's amazing, you know?
Yeah, I feel like, what everyone thinks is that, like, for the four seasons, it was so good. It was iconic.
Yeah.
And, like, there's so many clips that are iconic. And like, even last year, they had that fight. So funny.
Oh, that's true. They still have crazy stuff.
But most of the time when I was watching, I was bored.
Yeah, and they don't really talk about any of the real drama. And also, it happens so much later than the drama that you kind of, like, already forgot about the drama.
Yeah, okay, I feel like with social media, you just, like, see everything right away. So, and with the internet, so it's just like, oh, we already forgot.
If they actually showed, like, everything, then it would be cool.
Like, for example, like, this Kim and Kanye, like, people thought they were going to get divorced. If they actually showed that, then I'd love it. But they never would because they don't want people to actually know.
Yeah, they're too much in control of it is the sad thing.
Yeah.
You know, like those Bravo shows, like The Real Housewives or Vanderpump Rules, like they're none of them are producers. So like they fully just show everything. Whereas the Kardashians are the producers of their own shows.
So they can hide shit.
They just control everything.
Yeah.
But they still show like the fights and stuff, which I guess is cool that they do that.
Yeah, it is like, I guess like, still, it's kind of invasive.
So like, do you think Kris Jenner will join the Real Housewives?
Of Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
No.
It's not.
I just feel like if I had to guess, it's not going to happen.
Maybe in like 6 years, though. I could see in like 6 or 8 years her joining.
Yeah, but then for some reason, I feel like she's the type of person to be like, oh, I'm like better than all of them.
But I could still
is
picture,
she not, I guess
but I could picture it being like, I'll do a few seasons just for fun.
Oh, that's true, because you can always quit after a
season. Or maybe like in 5 years, she'll have like a brand she wants to sell. So she'll say like, oh, I'll do a few seasons of Real Housewives to sell my brand.
Or since Ho and Kyle are friends on Beverly Hills, she'll start out as a friend and be like, I just want to know what this world is like.
Yeah, it would be cool to see her on there, though.
I know, because she's obviously
so cool.
It'd be
cool seeing her interact with like people around her own age and like fighting with them and stuff.
Yeah, because you never see that side of her on the show.
Yeah, but she would just automatically be like a bad bitch, like owning the whole thing.
That's the thing. If she was on it, she controls everyone else.
I know, that's why.
Because that's how it's gonna go down.
That would be cool.
So I was on TikTok the other day, and do you think people always say this? And I never know if I believe it or not. People always say that Kardashians are so calculated. And, like, there's so many theories. But one theory that I saw was they signed their deal in 2017 for the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. Or 4 years, but now it's ending, obviously. But then like, Kim, Khloe, and Kylie, they all got pregnant during that time. So, like, I forgot what the reasoning was, but they just
for
were saying...
For the show?
But, they just were saying, like, it just is weird, and, like, this just proves that they're all calculated. But in my mind, I was like... Maybe that, like, so do you think that, not even with that scenario, but do you think the Kardashians are actually as calculated as people say they are?
I think so, actually.
So, like,
I feel like everything's planned. Like, even with the Kim and Kanye situation that was going on a few months ago, where, like, Kanye was, like, having a breakdown and Kim was, like, trying to go to the rescue, you know?
Yeah.
Just the fact that they got a photo of, like, Kim in the car crying. At a Wendy's drive-thru, like, trying to comfort Kanye. Like, I feel like that was purposely done to just, like, make Kim seem like, oh, my God, she's trying to help him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that was actually... I feel like they just calculated everything. Because, like, aren't they so good at controlling the media that, like, they could hide from the paparazzi if they wanted?
And then, like, even having the, like, pregnancy announcements. It's like, obviously, they control that.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe they don't. It's all just, like, by chance.
Yeah, I think they're calculated to a certain extent. Like, not as crazy as some people say.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say. Okay, you want to hear me sip?
Did you guys hear that?
Yep.
We're both using glass straws, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sipping
them. Wait, no one talks about straws anymore. Remember that used to be everyone's personality, like, we're not using straws. Like, obviously, everyone still doesn't want to use straws, but it's not talked about as much. Maybe it's just normal now.
Yeah, I feel like everyone uses...
Yeah, it's just normal to... So no one really talks about it.
Yeah, it was so awkward because I did a video, and I went to all these places to get coffee, and I used actual straws, and everyone got... Not everyone. There was, like, one comment that got mad at me, and, like, I obviously understand, like, that's so bad for the environment.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I actually thought, like, for that one day, for like, 10 minutes after that, I was like, wait, is everyone going to unsubscribe?
Just because you got like a coffee to go.
Yeah, like obviously I get why it's bad, but
But I saw a tweet that went viral of it's actually from a guinea pig festival that happened in 2010 of June 24th. It's a guinea pig festival in Peru, I'm pretty sure. And so this is what the article said that they tweeted. The headline is "Unexpected Turn of Events at the Guinea Pig Festival." And it says, contests are organized for the biggest, fastest, and best-dressed guinea pig. They are fed and pampered at the festival. Like, they put them in these clothes and crowns. Like, look at this photo of the guinea pigs.
Oh, they actually kind of look like people.
I know. Like, they dress them up and have a competition. And then it says, finally, towards the end of the day, they are eaten. Farmers and chefs gather and present dishes of guinea pig, fried, grilled, or baked.
Where's this at?
With the generous helpings of Andean potatoes and large Peruvian corn called choclo. It's in Peru, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. So, I just wanted to give everyone the visual of, like, everyone gathering for a guinea pig festival. Which, by the way, if I heard the word guinea pig festival near me, I would go.
I know. Like, I'm talking about bitch wife. Anyone said even... Oh my gosh, like next Saturday there's like a hamster competition who can go fastest on the whale. It's like,
oh my,
oh, I'm paying $5. I'm paying the 20.
Tickets. Go to ticketmaster.com and use the SeatGeek code from David Dobrik and let's do it.
I know, like, even if there's meet and greets for 50, I'm doing it.
Can you imagine if you went to a guinea pig festival, you saw them getting dressed up, you're like, this is so cute, and then towards the end it was like, okay, time to eat. Would you eat it?
I wouldn't.
Like, I feel like it's part of their, it's like a tradition for them. So, it's part of like their culture. So I feel like I would just join in because I'd be like, the guinea pigs are already getting eaten, you know? So like, I might as well take a bite and see what it tastes like because I'll probably never eat guinea pig again.
I wouldn't join in, but like in these scenarios, since it's part of their culture and stuff, like, I wouldn't judge, but I just wouldn't like join in because I just like don't want to.
Yeah. If I was there, I would. Because I would just be like, it's already cooked and fried. So, like, I was going to take a little bite. Because I just want to know what it tastes like.
Oh, wait. I didn't think about that. Because, like, if it was already cooked, I'd just be like, I'm going to grab one, I guess.
Oh, for sure. There's a deep fat fry. I'm like, that'd be good. I just want to know what it tastes like.
Have we talked about how, like, it's so annoying that, like, Chick-fil-A and all these other places have fried chicken, but we don't know?
Oh, they hide it from us? Oh, we watched a documentary about all the ways that, fast food places trick you into thinking the food's healthy, and it's so sad because I fall for every little one.
I know.
It was by the same guy who did Super Size Me.
Yeah.
But like, what were they?
So the one that I was just saying is so simple, but for some reason when I heard it, I was like, this whole time I've been eating fried chicken. It sounds so different than crispy chicken. So when you go to like most places to get a chicken sandwich, they say a crispy, spicy chicken sandwich, but in reality, it's fried chicken. Like, it's in oil.
I know. I'm actually going to go to the Chick-fil-A menu to see if they actually don't, say it's fried.
Like,
wait, it's not letting me go to the menu.
It just felt weird saying that I was eating fried chicken. It just felt, like, weird. It didn't feel right.
I know, because, like, it just hit me, like, in my mind, I thought Chick-fil-A was healthy. I'm not even kidding. Oh, they call it spicy. They just call it chicken deluxe. Spicy chicken deluxe, like, never is it called fried chicken, so like you don't think it's unhealthy, even though like obviously you know it is. But and even just with the calling it crispy chicken, like, that is better than calling it fried chicken, because it just crispy sounds not as bad, you know?
Yeah. And there's like, and like, if like, if I was creating a restaurant, you could do this with other stuff, like, for example, like pasta. Like, there's like, there's people that are like, oh, my pasta has so much carbs, but what's the way that you could get around that? It's still carbs, it's still like wheat pasta, but how do you get around it? Like, I thought you could say like
just organic or something.
Oh, like pesto pasta. It's pesto. It's still good. It's but pesto sounds like, oh my gosh, I'm in France. I'm joking. That's literally completely lying.
But another thing they said in the documentary that makes you think while you're eating is healthy. Remember, like, they said, like, when you go to some fast food places now, they try to make it seem like it's from local farms and stuff. Like, they'll put, like, you know, when you go to some food places, they'll put like a story on the wall, be like, how we get our food, and like make it seem like so like blissful, and be like, we go to local struggling farmers and the animals are treated right, and like,
yeah, and they may take it to the extreme where they're like, this person was homeless but we hired them.
Yeah,
I'm joking, they never say that, but like, they probably will.
But in reality, they showed that like all these places get their chicken from the same place, which is like really inhumane treatment of chickens, where like the big companies They like make it so like you can't do it the right way, or else they cut you off because you're being too expensive. So like you kind of
you
have
can't
to
make money.
Yeah, you have to do it their way, or else you're gonna go broke.
Yeah. Do you think that Trader Joe's actually is out like supporting businesses and stuff? Because you know how when you whack it, it makes it seem
like they do a good job.
Because like it could all be fake. Like I don't know if it's out in the same factory as all the other shit. But like when I whack and I feel like, oh, like I'm supporting this person that lives down the street.
I know, it's just like, oh yeah, like. Local people make this food.
Which, like, I don't think they do, but who knows?
I watched a video where they use a lot of the same manufacturers as, like, other...
Like, Hy-Vee and Walmart.
Yeah, just, like, people who make, like, Doritos, like, they would just buy it, the same ones. But I'm sure they keep it really secret where they make their food. Because the video said, like, there's no way to really know.
Oh, because they want to hide.
Yeah, and they even say, like, there's some, like, stuff from other countries, like France and stuff.
What do you mean?
Like, don't they say, like, oh, from France?
Oh, yeah, because they have, like, stuff that, like, they say it, yeah.
But they do a good job. Like, I like the just having the illusion of seeing like it's so local, you know?
Yeah, I like that too. So basically this guinea pig thing, just to recap it, is they have it once a year.
I'm not sure. I'm assuming. But they, I just know in 2010 it did happen. There was an article written and that's what it was.
They dress guinea pigs up and then eat them at the end.
And by the way, the Twitter account was Doink Patrol. That was a Twitter account that had that viral tweet. Give credit where credit's due.
Yes, saw.
Should we do a pee break?
Yeah, might as well.
BRB,
I
y'all.
Go pee. Wait, should we put the microphone by our penis? Okay, we just went pee and like, I feel so...
Yeah.
I didn't realize I need to go pee until you said that, but I feel better.
I peed in Germaxed. What's your opinion on people going to the bathroom and using hand sanitizer?
If it's poop, then that's disgusting.
Oh, that's gross, yeah.
But with pee... Like, I don't have I've never had a vagina, but, if you have, like, a dick, I feel like it's not that gross to me.
I don't touch anything.
Yeah, because, like...
I just, like, pull down my pants and hope it aims right.
I'm one of those bitches that put soap on my dick. I don't know if everyone else does. Like, are you guys just disgusting or what? But it's clean.
True.
Okay. Okay, yesterday I said Pop Goes the Weasel.
Wait, when?
I think I said it to you.
Wait, did you? I actually do kind of like vaguely remember this.
Yeah, I don't know why I said it, but then it made me think about, I feel like I've already done this on the podcast before. Like I for sure have. I have a memory of it. But like old timey phrases / sayings that people used to say that would be,
oh yeah.
If you say them now, like it kind of sounds cool.
Oh yeah, like our sister, someone at her job was homeschooled, which I'm not saying all homeschooled people are like
you.
This, but
I'm joking.
Apparently the homeschooled person, it's just like funny because they sometimes say things that like most people wouldn't say. Like they would just say like, well, hippity pip squash or something like that. Like they just say like weird phrases that like nobody really says.
Yeah, that's why like I feel like homeschooling is like so cool because they like tone out so different. I feel like they're not kids.
Weirdo.
Yeah, but that's why our sister said like she said something like you said like Jack. Oh, she said like I don't know Jack diggity squat about.
Yeah, apparently
that or
she
something.
Always throw out these phrases where everyone just like, oh my god, you're so funny, such a weirdo.
Even our grandma said one like a year ago, which I didn't even know what it meant at that time, so I had to Google it. She said happy as a clam.
Oh, that's one of her go-tos.
She said, like, you were happy as a clam.
She always says, like, oh, they're happy as a clam. And then she'll always say, remember, I always thought it was interesting where she would say, like, he's such a character.
That's an iconic
line.
Yeah,
like,
line
if someone just,
grandma.
Like, has a big personality, she'd be like, oh, I love her. She's just such a character.
I wish she caused
me
a
just such
character.
A nice way of saying, like, freak idiot.
Dumbass.
I'm going to start saying that. He's such a character.
But I feel like nowadays, like, what are the phrases that we use that are, like, probably in 10 years, I guess there's so many when you get down to it. Like,
bae.
Yeah,
just kidding.
That's so, like.
Lit.
Yeah, that used to, I guess it still is.
I'm just kidding. I feel like I'm in 2016.
Oh, like, I guess sugar daddy is kind of a phrase. It's like a word, but you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Pop Goes the Weasel is actually a nursery rhyme.
Pop Goes the Weasel. But do people say that in conversation?
I
feel like you just might. Like, does anyone ever say Pop Goes the Weasel? Is it like something, is it when something bad happens? Like, you're in an argument and like someone says a low blow and you say Pop Goes the Weasel. Like, when would you ever say it?
Well, like I think like you said, like, oh, it popped. And I said, Pop Goes the Weasel. You know?
So you could fit it into a conversation.
Yeah. We should do next episode analyzing limes. And say like Jack and Jill. Like
conspiracies.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that in my notes. Okay, these are ones that I actually thought that I didn't know were things. So you can guess what they mean.
Okay.
Like, oh, what like emotion is it trying to describe?
Okay, let me think. Go into my 1920s mind.
Hanky panky. I think we've all heard this.
That. That means sex, right?
Well, basically the same. So what it said, it was like supposed to be like an affectionate. Like you're trying to be affectionate. I've
heard that in forever. Like so saying, basically like, they're doing hanky panky. It just sounds gross, to be honest. It sounds stinky.
Yeah, it does sound just like gross.
Hanky panky.
Ew. Okay, this is another one. Don't sell me a dog. Don't sell me a dog. I don't know why I ended it like it was a question.
Oh, no, you sound like you're about to say more. Is that all this? Don't sell me a dog?
Yeah, and then what does it mean?
Let me guess. Don't sell me a dog. Oh, maybe. Oh, don't you don't have to, like if someone's over-explaining themselves, it's kind of just being like, oh, boo. You don't have to explain it to me. I understand your point of view. Is that what it means?
No, it doesn't mean that, although that is a good meaning. It means it's a fancy way of saying don't lie to me.
Oh.
So, like, don't sell me a dog. I guess it does add up.
Have you noticed that dad says that a lot? Like, if he asks a question and then, like, you explain yourself, you explain the answer, like, really hardcore, he says, oh, you don't have to explain it to me. Like, he's like, you don't have to explain yourself to me. Like, you're down to do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. Our dad is so funny like that. Because I can't explain a certain situation.
Yeah,
but
you just be like, you're getting a new car and you'd be like, oh, yeah, just because I've had the other car for 6 years and, like, I actually think it would be a smart decision to get a new one. He'd be like, oh, you don't have to explain it to me. He's like, do whatever you want.
Oh, like, I have a perfect scenario, too. It's like, if he asks about the podcast, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, we're starting to get ads and stuff. And then, like, if I go into explaining it, he's like, oh, you don't need to explain it to me. Like, you can just do your own. Like, but he's saying in a nice way, though.
He's just saying, oh, you don't have to, like, give all these reasonings. He's like, just do whatever you want. I support your decision.
Okay, so this one isn't. So, like, this one isn't sexual, even though, like, nowadays, I feel like everyone would be like, ew. Not up to dick.
Not up to dick?
Yeah.
I feel like that means I don't want to mess around. I'm not into joking around right now.
If someone or someone was not up to dick, it was not healthy. I don't know if that means... I should have done more research. I don't know if that...
Healthy? So it's like, they're not up to dick.
So if they can't lift a certain amount or run a certain amount. Or
like
they aren't
there. Like, oh, Jimmy's not coming to the party. He's just not up to dick.
Oh yeah, it could just mean like...
What does dick mean, though, in this scenario? Does it mean he's not up to dick someone down? He's not, he's not like, up to what?
Because isn't it people used to name their kids Dick all the time? Like, we have an Uncle Dick.
Oh, yeah.
But short it's for Richard. Yeah.
Dick.
bring home the bacon.
Oh, yeah. Get on the money.
Yeah, get paycheck. The bread, basically. Get the bread is the new one.
Oh, that's the new one. Yeah. Bring home the bacon.
You're the knees bees.
Oh, the bee's knees.
The bee's knees.
Yeah. It means you're the shit.
You're the cat's meow.
Same thing.
Yeah,
all that in a bag of chips.
There was a whole entire article, like 90 phrases that we should bring back, but those are the
These are all going to come back as a thing.
I know. I love saying all these, like, bring home the bacon I actually don't like. That's one that I don't like.
I kind of like it. Like, I was thinking, like, if a rapper said that, like...
Oh, bring home the bacon, sis.
Bring home the bacon. Pork. Bacon.
I like... My favorite one is not up to dick and hanky panky.
Oh, yeah. We're also on Family Feud. I don't know if this is just a... Newlywed Game, actually. I don't know if this is just a Newlywed Game on the old 70s version or 80s or whatever, but they always would say whoopee instead of sex. Like, they would say, like, what is their favorite time of the day to do whoopee? It just sounds so gross. Whoopee.
Oh, that's
the same
with...
Whoopee cushion.
Same with Sims. Don't they say whoopee?
Oh, woohoo.
Oh, woohoo, yeah.
Woohoo.
Have you ever had a whoopee pie? Is that a thing?
You mean a whoopee cushion?
No, there's, like, a whoopee pie, I'm pretty sure. I'm not
making
this up.
What is that?
It's like a cream. Let me hold and Google this. Let me, because I swear I'm not doing like a sexual act or something.
Whoopie pie?
I'm pretty sure it's like a Buddy Crackle thing. Whoopie pie.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, this. Like, I remember seeing it in like iCarly or something. Like that type of thing.
Oh, like a whoopie Oreo pie. It looks like a giant Oreo, yeah. I never have had one, I don't think.
I've never either. Remember this kind of tumble when macaroons were like, if you had macaroons, you're
Ariana Grande. That, when you say macaroons were a trend, it was all because of Ariana Grande.
It was? I didn't know this.
I mean, in my mind, it was. I remember this is back when she used to like be obsessed with breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, and
she
would,
like,
yeah.
Be like that old time vibe, like sort of like French cafe girl. And like, she'd always have macaroons. Wasn't she the one who always would talk about them?
I actually didn't know that.
I might be making that up, but I'm pretty sure. Because I remember I even was like, macaroons are cool, because like she would always talk about them. Remember, she used to kind of just be like an old time person.
Yeah, I honestly do think it would be cool to watch like the evolution of Ariana Grande, because she used to be different. I feel like
she was like more like vintage vibes.
Well, I know this is like, I feel like she had the more vibe of like Lana Del Rey, but way more poppy.
Yeah, also like, oh, I'm in the 60s.
But then also like her, like in that one video of her eating the donut and saying she hates America, wasn't she hanging out with biker dudes?
So she gave up the vibe. Dancers.
But she gave up the vibe of like, I'm tough, like, oh, I'm a bad bitch.
Oh my God, that's crazy. She was ahead of the trend. Because now it seems like all like celebrities are like, oh, America sucks, you know? But like she was ahead of it.
I know.
Back in the day, she was mad that everyone ate donuts.
I wonder, like, when I saw it, I thought she meant, I hate everyone is obese in the U.S. because it's a big thing.
I wasn't even offended because obviously she isn't like, it's, like, she was just saying, like, I was like, why would you even be offended? But she was just basically saying, like, when you see a McDonald's, like, you can get 50 nuggets for $10, you're just like, oh, what is up with America, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of just a joke.
Yeah, it's just like the fat country.
Yeah, or like going...
Do people still view America as just fast food people? They do, because remember the person emailed us and said, like, when I think of America, I think of just like fat people eating food.
Oh, yeah. I don't know when I thought about this, but I was like picturing, like, since I'm used to fast food, but I was picturing like someone being so grossed out, like by me talking about fast food, and then being like, ew, it's from like a little fast food, like in, ew, it's not even cooked.
They think like, why do you have so many? Like, they're like, we have McDonald's, but like you have like just every, like seven types for each type of food.
I'm just picturing someone be like, cook at home.
I know, just use Whole Foods.
But yeah, those are the old timey things. I just wanted to bring them up because I feel like we should bring them back is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so start saying the bee's knees.
And also we should bring gay back as happy too. I like gay being like, I like the same sex, but also I'm gay.
Oh,
like,
back
I'm happy.
In the day they used I'm to actually gay, say that. I'm like gay. We're having a gay old time.
And saying jolly.
And then we should bring back saying gay like for stupid too. I'm kidding.
That's so gay.
I know, that shirt is so gay.
That's so funny. That reminds me, like, people said it when I was in school, but still, like, it reminds me of such, like, old times.
Oh, yeah. You know how you always, everyone, I don't know if it's everyone, but it seems like a lot of people have a fear when they go on a toilet that, like, maybe a snake will come out.
Oh, well, this is actually a big fear of mine, because I always have to shut the toilet.
Who told us this growing up? I remember always thinking, like, it was a real possibility.
Well, I know our mom said her friend at work was in a bathtub in Omaha, Nebraska, in an apartment. And a snake came out of the drain when she was in the bathtub. I know. That thought, like, that probably went into my brain and was like, oh, they can come out of any hole in the house.
But apparently a python actually bit a man's penis while on the toilet.
Ew.
An 18-year-old man in Thailand.
18?
He was 18 in Thailand. He suddenly felt tremendous pain as he was on the toilet on the Big John. People call it that.
We should.
He felt tremendous pain as a non-venomous python took a bite of his python.
So did his penis fall off?
It said the young man said as soon as the snake let go, blood sprayed everywhere. But he only needed 3 stitches, so he kind of exaggerated.
I don't think we have the answers, but can you guys please put in the comments? It'll make me feel so much safer. Does Thailand have like bad sewer systems or something?
Because
like I just hope that like
you would
maybe in like
more.
The U.S. like
you
it's
know?
Like yeah because yes I do shut the toilet every time and when I go to the bathroom I am like actually I don't think about it that much but like sometimes if it is in my brain
yeah,
I'm like I am
really
kind
of
scared
because I'm just like oh if it does happen at least I'll like be able to insta story it you know
I'll be like
also
ah.
It's just never gonna happen but it could.
For some reason, I picture it never to happen, though, but I still am thinking, like, it could
but
happen.
But it can happen because it happened to this guy.
But
unless
yeah, I
made
feel
all
bad
for
clown
money.
But there's, yeah, he got stitches.
But only 3.
I learned this week that there was a person with 3 bowels. I kind of has to go with this story.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, and I looked up the picture on Instagram.
How, was this on TikTok or something?
Someone said, they were saying, do you know this condition called this where they have 3 bowels? So I was like, I want to know about this. So then
oh
I Googled
that's cool.
It. Yep.
3 bowels.
But yeah, this python story just isn't good vibes.
Oh, yeah. We'll move on.
It's scary.
When I was scrolling Reddit on the Ask Reddit, somebody had the question, what are, it's loading.
The best.
You guys, I'm so sorry. It's loading. It said, what conspiracy theory do you completely believe is true? So it just sounded funny to like And it blew up. It has 67,000 likes and like 31,000 comments. So I just want to hear like what, like, because obviously there's so many outrageous conspiracy theories, flat earth, just like ones that no one really believes in. But I just want to know, like, I'm thinking these are going to be conspiracy theories that like, I think a lot of people would be like, that's true.
Yeah, because with these ones, what I'm getting the vibe of is that people are going to comment conspiracy theories that like, they're out like really, really deep and yeah. scary. Like kind of just like joke ones, but they are real, probably.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what is this? Wait, should I just read the first one?
Yeah.
I haven't read any of these yet. The first one is, in my home city in the UK, a heroin dealer was convicted of lacing his product with poison and causing the deaths of homeless people. In court, he claimed that the local council paid him off to get rid of some of the homeless people in that area. His defense was, why would I kill my customers? I have met one person that worked with the council and believes the story to be true. And years later, I met some people that worked with a homeless charity at the time. They claimed they knew it was the case, but there was nothing they could do to prove to expose it. That's horrible.
So like he's kind of, there's a lot of evidence to this theory.
Yeah. I would have never heard about this conspiracy theory. I guess, yeah, they were over the homeless people. So they did that.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Where was this at again?
In the UK.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like, I feel like it could be true for sure.
Oh, this one's definitely believable.
Yeah. Cause it's like, oh, this, like, it just, even though it's so bad, it sounds believable.
Yeah. I'm going to really think twice before I buy heroin again.
I remember hearing that, like, that when you buy, like, since, like, obviously drugs aren't legal, like even marijuana and stuff, I heard that, like, sometimes, like, it can have glass in it and stuff.
Really?
And, like, people actually died.
Like, shove it up, isn't it shoved up people's asses to get here even? So, like, when if you're, like cocaine, oh, let's though. Do coke or whatever, like, you're just sniffing, like, someone's ass.
Yep. Hopefully, I think they wrap it up, though.
I don't know.
I mean, but, yeah, obviously, don't do coke. Like, it's, yeah.
Don't do drugs, kids. The second most popular answer, oh, this one everyone believes. The Britney Spears is either being held hostage or otherwise is in a very compromised situation. Oh. It's so creepy because I followed this 2000s account on Twitter, I think, and they had this clip of Britney Spears when after Hit Me Baby One More Time, and she just seemed so different. It was so weird to like see the transformation. Like she seemed so just like with it and like confident and like just so with. Like she didn't seem anything like she did right now. Like,
just Addison Rae, basically.
Yeah, like she was defending Hit Me Baby One More Time because she was saying like, yeah, I'm just so confused why people like think my video is so racy. Like I'm just literally showing my stomach. Like have people never seen a stomach before? And she said like the Backstreet Boys do so many sexual things. They always are thrusting the air in their dances and no one says anything. But when I literally just show my stomach, people are acting like it's the biggest thing ever.
She was so ahead of the time.
I know.
It's an
original
that.
Feminist icon.
I know.
And she just, it's just so weird seeing the transformation. Like I feel so bad because it just seems so, like
I know.
That Britney's still in her somewhere.
I know. Like this one, I feel like everyone believes.
Yeah. It's not even really a conspiracy theory anymore. You know?
Well, like, okay. Even if she isn't being like held hostage or whatever, like crazy, she has changed and I need to know why.
Yeah.
Is it because, and I don't think it's just because of the fame. I don't think it works. Like it has to be like something else.
Yeah. I don't know. I do not know. Let me see. Let me see if there's any more.
I feel like there's like a good, like just, oh, like the Mandela effect. I feel like so many people believe that.
Oh, yeah. Where like things have changed. But I don't really believe that one because it's just like, what?
I believe it, but I don't know if it's parallel universes or what. I don't know like how it works, but I do remember things being different. Like,
yeah, it's
certain
basically
things.
If you haven't heard of it, it's just sort of like Berenstain Bears used to be, now it's Berenstain Bears, and also Chick-fil-A is C-H-I-C-K, whereas people thought it was just chic before, like C-H-I-C, Chick-fil-A. But like I kind of do remember that. But the thing about the Mandela effect, I think we already talked about this, is like I feel like since our memories are like so fragile, like if someone does say something like such a minor switch, like I kind of just take it as fact. I'm like,
yeah.
I think I did see Chick-fil-A that used to be spelled like that, but I really don't know, you know?
But I remember when I was little reading the Berenstain Bears. So like, it's like, that's why.
What even is the Berenstain Bears?
That's the only reason, like, that's the main reason why I
believe
it.
You actually read it?
I just remember in elementary school, like, looking through it, or I don't know if I read it or what.
I don't even know what it is.
It's just, like, a series about bears that have a family. Like, a bear mom and dad that have a kid or something. But, yeah, that's why I mostly believe it.
Oh, man, this is a good conspiracy that I just saw. Okay. The Big Mac has gotten smaller, so McDonald's saves some money. I don't know, but I swear the Big Mac used to be bigger. Or maybe I'm just fatter.
Okay, now, the only thing that
debunked
this...
We literally talked about this the other day.
Yeah, we got McDonald's and it was smaller.
And is that because we're all just fat asses now? But or has it actually gotten smaller because they want to increase the profit margins? I thought nobody would notice.
Another thing to debunk it, though, is like when I was little and I used to eat like these frozen foods, when I get them now, they doesn't feel as big as it used to.
I know.
Like a Pouty pizza, I don't know, it's different. I feel like when you go...
It might just be because like everything's just getting bigger. Like when you go to Cheesecake Factory, like the meals are so big. So I feel like then you go to McDonald's and you're like, ew, it's so puny.
I don't know what place I'm talking about. I don't know if it's Wendy's or what, but you get a medium drink. Every time you get a medium drink, it's a fucking extra large. Oh, it looks like an extra large.
But the number one reply to that comment is, this is a pretty common business tactic, and there's been a hell of a lot of research into it. Companies know consumers are happier paying the same amount for a often unnoticeable reduced portion rather than seeing a price increase for the same item. Someone replied saying it's called shrinkflation.
And there's more evidence to this, and I'm pretty sure this is a fact, guys. I remember my mom telling me once, like 2 years ago or something, that Starbucks made their grande and tall and everything smaller.
Oh, and it's like thought nobody like, would notice.
If you look at
we're
the fluid
here.
Ounces, like it's actually smaller. So I haven't looked this up.
We're
now,
here and we're ready to.
I know, but I'm pretty sure like, this is like if you do your research, it's real. So like we're exposing.
Just, like, I don't know if it goes back to being fat now, but chip bags. They used to be more filled. But
I think that was always a thing.
But like it's so much air.
Yeah.
But am I just fat now?
I don't know. But the Starbucks one, fluid ounces.
Yeah.
We have proof and we're gonna like it's not illegal what they did, but it's like, why are you lying to us?
And we're not gonna be silent anymore about it.
What else is like there's so many things where it's like F you guys for lying to us.
I know, literally. Let me see if there's any more. I'm trying to skip like all the really dark ones.
Yeah, I feel like when you said this, I didn't think there'd be dark ones, but I guess people did comment. Really
oh, this
ones.
One is pretty believable. Everyone I tell this to tells me I'm overreacting, but I strongly believe large companies who use eco-friendly products around customers only do it to make themselves look good and to make the customers feel like pollution is their fault when they use, for example, plastic straws. In reality, using eco-friendly straws barely dents the amount of pollution the company itself makes behind the scenes. I don't know about all of that, but I guess like isn't it obvious that like if a big company is using eco-friendly things, they're just doing it to look good?
Yeah, like obviously they probably don't care that much.
Yeah,
because
maybe some companies do, but obviously they're probably just pressured into doing it. You
this
know?
This made me think about the other thing that. So like it's not a fact, but I'm pretty sure it's like kind of real. Like how when you go to Walmart and stuff, they ask you to donate $1.
Oh,
oh, like
yeah.
Donate $5, which like that's cool, like to like PETA or something. But I saw someone said that they think the reason why they do that is because they use that money. They obviously donate it, I'm assuming, but they use that for their tax write-offs.
Yeah, and even if
that does make sense,
but it is weird how like when you do see Walmart say like donate $3 to help, it's like oh I will help, but then at the same time it's like Walmart is this gigantic $1 billion company, like can't they just use some of the profits to do that instead of making the consumers pay?
Yeah,
like they make outrageous amounts of money. Like I would like it better if it said like if you shop at Walmart, you can rest assured knowing that this percentage of the profits goes towards this charity.
Yeah, like I'm down to donate $1, but the thing is that why don't they change it because they make all the money and do like. If you spend $50, $1 is going to go to PETA, the Children's Hospital.
Yeah, rather than like relying on us to pay. I'm
sick
of it.
So I think the only reason to do that is just like this one. It's just to make them seem better and also for a tax write-off.
But there are some companies that are doing it better. Like Warby Parker, for example, when you buy a pair, they donate a pair.
But
I did do a brand deal for them. That's how I know the talking points.
Oh, you did.
What were you going to say?
Actually, I don't know.
Just say it. You sound like you're about to hate.
Oh, because I was watching... This is a show on Netflix called Adam Ruins Everything, where like he like goes in deep about something, but it's like a comedy show. But it's like real though, like it's not like a sketch. I guess it kind of is. But he was saying that when people say they donate one, it's actually bad because it ruins the economy for like, so if you donate one to like some poor country, it ruins the economy because there's businesses there that are trying to sell glasses. But then when you give them to someone, like those businesses can't sell glasses. Oh. This is just going off a show that I watched. So I didn't want to say it because like, it obviously sounds good what they're doing, I just wanted to say what I want.
Another theory is, I totally believe this one. It just says, the majority of leaks from the entertainment industry, whether it be video games, movies, TV, music, they're completely purposeful just to, like, gauge the public. That's for sure, true. I believe a lot of leaks are planned,
Do you think the Stupid Love one was planned with Lady Gaga?
Stupid Love leaked a month before or something, but I actually don't know if I believe that one because it kind of ruined the original single. Like, I would get it if she had leaked a random song from Chromatica, but to leak the lead single, like, that far in advance, it kind of... And all the stans have already heard it then by the release.
Yeah, so with this theory, I do believe it, of course. But with Stupid Love, I don't believe it. But I feel like it was actually accidental.
But like I could get it if, like, there's a huge book. Like another, like Hunger Games, for example. Like, when they're in the casting process of casting the leads, I could see, like, them leaking, like, they're in talks with so-and-so just to see what Twitter says. And if Twitter says, what? Hell no. I'm boycotting this movie. Then they'll be like, okay, she's not it. But if they're all like, hell yes. And they'll be like, oh, we should cast her.
So, yeah, for sure. I wonder, like, that's what I get, but then, like, on the other side, like I get why it would be so easy to accidentally leak something, because I'm assuming if it's, like, such a big single, like, Ariana Grande, like, they have, like, they already send it to the radios, like, a day before or something, so then, like, someone could leak it, I'm assuming.
That's true, yeah.
Like, it sounds so easy.
But, another one is, at least one celebrity has faked their death and is still out there.
Okay, with this one, I feel like it might not be, like, frequently it happens, but I feel like one person has done it. Yeah. I don't know if it's, like, Tupac or what,
but... If they have, though, I hope they come out, like, when they're older and be like, I'm still here.
But at the same time, that would be so hard.
Yeah.
To do, like, to execute.
You'd have to, like, move to some, like, random country, right?
Yeah, because people, like, those photos of Elvis and all that shit.
Oh, apparently he lives in San Diego, right?
Yeah, who knows? Like, it would be cool if that is true, just because it's, like, oh my gosh, they did that somehow. But who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Any other good ones?
Yes, more video game leaks. Let's see if there's any more interesting ones.
Any about
ones.
Papa John's?
Papa John's?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Is there a Papa John's conspiracy theory?
No, I just made that up. It just sounds funny.
Oh, this is a good one. I still to this day believe that for every sock that goes missing in your dryer... It turns into a Tupperware lid in your cabinet that fits nothing. I actually believe that. Because, like, when you think about it, you're always missing socks. Nobody knows where they go to. But then you always have extra lids for shit. So it doesn't add up. There's some other glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, this is why I do believe in glitches in the Matrix, is because things get lost and it's like, how? Like, where did it go? But also, this isn't really a conspiracy, but, like, when you get ice cream and stuff or any... Or, like, a soda, like they have ridges at the bottom that, like, go up, like, an inch. Mm-hmm. So it looks bigger, but it's actually not bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's just kind of, like smart branding. Because then it looks bigger, but you actually save money.
Oh, yeah. That's so much with skincare.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. Yeah.
Where, like, you buy this giant box at Target, and then you open up the box, and it's, like, this skincare... Like, is just 10% of the box, and all the rest is just open air.
I don't know why it annoys me so much, but it annoys me when there's, like, a $60 eye cream.
Yeah.
And the packaging is so cool, but it only lasts 3 months. The reason why it annoys me is because I feel like... It just annoys me because it's, like, every time I buy this, if I was going to buy it, I have to buy... This packaging is so dumb.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, metal and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's... Yeah, it just annoys me.
But that's all of them.
Okay, well... The ones that you said are believable.
You fully believe it? I'm just kidding.
Joining the community.
I think my biggest one that I believe is the sock one.
My biggest one was the things are getting smaller.
Oh, Big Macs have definitely shrinked. I don't care what anyone says, what anyone tries to claim.
They're shrinking.
They're shrinking every day.
Shrinkflation. Yes, they are.
Well, thank you guys for tuning into the 100th episode.
I know. This is, like, crazy. It's, like, lights, camera, action, boom.
I know. Thank you guys once again for supporting us and listening to The Bro Show. We love y'all.
If you want to, you can rate it on iTunes.
We couldn't have done it without you.
I know. Thank you so much for listening and supporting and joining the club. The Bro Show is peacing out for this week.
Bye.
Bye.